Stranglers wrapping up that set of music with No More Heroes. For the Stranglers, how about some Right as Rain from 1984 from their Undertown album? With I Believe in You, because I do believe in you, that's why you listen to my program. It is a self-help program where I will just give you confirmations of your validity by listening to this program. Before the Right as Rain, Trotsky Ice Pick from the Ultraviolet Catastrophe from 1991 with Alphaville. It's a cover. Monochrome said, I believe, originally did that one. Gigolo Ants with Bloom, and start off the entire set with the BMX Bandits doing Serious Drugs. Pulled that off of Life Goes On from the Scottish group BMX Bandits. Gets us to here, to where we are now, which is 15 minutes before the mock. You are listening to 883 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. The mock is, it's Boxing Day. It is the, well, I mean, technically being midnight-ish, it's going to be the next day. But it's the 20s. This show began on the 26th of December, 2025, which is Boxing Day. So I've got eight songs with Boxing Day in the title as part of the mock coming up here in about 15 minutes. Also, I've had a little bit of fun exploring and discovering new old music from our extensive vinyl archive. I just grabbed a bunch of albums, and either by the band name or the album cover, or sometimes both. So let's figure out what this is all about. And I have another one here. So the band is called Trickster, not with an X. Not the hair metal band from the 80s, Trickster with a CK. The album came out in 1979. It was on Jet Records, which was ELO's record label. Didn't really pull it, like, partially because of the name, but, like, just this album cover. Have a bunch of dudes sitting around a swimming pool. And what you can qualify as Speedos of 1979. The dudes are the members of the band. What I did find out when I was figuring out who this band was is Phil Bates was in the band. It was his band. Phil Bates joined ELO Part 2 as the lead vocalist from 93 to 99. And the other band that was an ELO offshoot, The Orchestra, from 2007 to 2011. And then he was actually replaced both times by Parthenon Huxley, but this was his band Trickster from 1979. Some of it sounds a lot like it could be ELO, but I pulled this one because it sounded like it was Viva La Mock ready. It's the band Trickster from their Back to Zero album here on 83 FM.
Don't get alarmed if the curtains move. Cause the roof is new. It's very kind of you. So very kind of you. No attention to slamming doors. The house is old and has been restored. It's very kind of you. Just to be here. Just keep the place as if it's your own. Are you quite sure you'll be alright alone?
Imagination, fabrication, from me. up instead through the ringing of the night before. Said the engine's warm and got a vehicle. Johnny drove the hot truck cause we could not find a Jeep. Wake me in the morning, got up, get some sleep. Driving all night out of fear.
Thank you.
Vintage. Vintage Devo with Auto Mold Down. Pulled that off of Hardcore Volume 1. About a true story in Youngstown. Before Auto Mow Down, how about the Buggles from 1979? From the Age of Plastic with Clean Clean. The Pool from 1984. Nick was listening online and said, Mox, is there any chance? Is there any chance WRCT's vinyl library has anything by The Pool from the 80s? And indeed, we have the 333 Plus album. Where Did We Go Wrong by The Pool, by suggestion. The Golden Needles have a brand new album out called Mood Elevator. Played you the title track. And then Trickster from 1979. Trickster with a CK, not the X, not the hair metal band. Trickster from a Back to Zero with a Bump in the Night. Which you can kiss us here. I know. I passed the top of the hour. We still have time to do a mock. We do. We still have 55 minutes left in this program. Before we get to any type of mock, I want to remind you. The WRCT Pittsburgh is supported by Attic Records. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that buys and sells new and used records and CDs. They're located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. For more information, you can contact them at 412-821-8484 or visit their website at atticrecordstoreinc.com. But it's Boxing Day. It is Boxing Day. At least in Canada, it's Boxing Day. I know they celebrate it over at the Lurie household. They're getting everything. They're putting them in boxing, and they're putting them in boxing. The good English monster, man. They're putting it in boxes. But knowing the Lurie household, they're sparring in the backyard, because I believe our rocking attorney has a boxing ring in his backyard. I really do. Yeah, he was golden gloves. They weren't boxing gloves. They were heat pads you wear when you're cooking, but he's an awesome chef. According to his wife. But not his kids. It's really weird. Anyway, I digress. It's Boxing Day, which means I have to do a boxing. I don't have to. I've chosen to do a boxing mock. I have eight songs lined up for this mock. Eight songs with Boxing Day in the title for the mock. We'll break it up in two sets of four songs so that you can figure out what's going on and I can back talk all that good stuff. From the Nervous Young Man album, how about some Car Seat Headrest with a song called, guess what? Boxing Day.
Thank you. torrent of abuse pours from your mouth and I am frightened again. I'd argue back, but what's the use? I don't wanna say I've walked into the door again. Way out of this situation, and in the heat of your latest fight, I wonder what became of your infatuation. There is only so far you can go. There's a limit on the tears that I will cry, and there is only so far you can go. Will ever get you right. Cause life hurts when it hits so hard. Life hurts when I drop my guard. Life hurts, it's Boxing Day in summer. And life hurts when you hit so hard. Life hurts when I drop my guard. Life hurts, it's Boxing Day in summer. No friends that understand, cause I turn my back on them when I all bad mad you. I know you like the back of your hand. You think you're complex, but you're easy to see through. I am just too scared to walk away. Not because of love, but because of what you might do. Tell myself that I should walk away. Every single time you bloody beat me black and blue. Cause life hurts when you hit so hard. Life hurts when I drop my guard. Life hurts, it's Boxing Day in summer. Life hurts when you hit so hard. Life hurts when I drop my guard. Life hurts, it's Boxing Day in summer. There is only so far you can go, but I'm not sure. Only so far you can go, and that's a reassuring thought as I drag myself up off the floor. Cause life hurts when you hit so hard. Life hurts when I drop my guard. Life hurts, it's Boxing Day in summer. Life hurts when you hit so hard. When you hit so hard, it's Boxing Day. Let's have
Thank you. I just wrapped up a mock by playing Blink 182. Yeah, that was Blink 182 with their song Boxing Day. Came off of the Dogs Eating Dogs EP, which came out in 2012. I know, I promised you 8 songs, and I decided to cut 2 of them out for just reasons that made the mock make more sense. Courtney Barnett in that set before the Blink 182 with Boxing Day Blues. From her Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit release. Reliant K gave us Boxing Day. Foz, F-O-Z-Z, Foz with Boxing Day in Summer. From Dates, Mates, and Carving Knives from about 20 years back. Played some Elvis Costello, probably the oldest, not probably, the oldest song in the set of music. First track on the second side of Punch the Clock is TKO Boxing Day. And start off the entire set with some Car Seat Headrest from the Nervous Young Man released from 2013 and Boxing Day. All 15 and a half minutes of it, but it's one of those songs, I don't know, for that band, Car Seat Headrest, they can put out these really long songs, but they just, I get engrossed in the song, and sometimes they don't feel like they're as long as they are. At least that's how I feel. I don't know how you feel. You might have been like, dude, that song just didn't end. That was my Boxing Day mock. Thank you so much for paying attention to that. Got about 19 minutes left of what we call the Viva La Mock radio program. A couple things I should remind you about, tell you about, just kind of suggest to you. Think about this. Are you a driver, a personal shopper, a financial manager, maybe a nurse, and a daughter or a son to your elderly parents or parent or relative or just neighbor? Because at AARP, they understand the many roles that caregivers play. That's why they've created AARP.org/caregiving. It's an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Together, we can make better care for ourselves and the ones we love by going to visit aarp.org/caregiving. That's all. No more slashes. And then to learn more. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Don't forget, Friends of Dean Martinez is my background music. And don't forget that kids see bullying every day. They do want to help, but they don't know how. And there are safe, simple ways that you or your child can help stop bullying. It's not just for kids. Everybody should stop bullying. So think of these five bystander tips. One, tell a trusted adult or a friend or a family member, a teacher, a coach. Two, help the person being bullied get away from the situation. Three, be a friend to the person being bullied. Four, set a good example and don't bully others. And five, and I think this is the biggest, don't give a bully an audience. If you go to stopbullying.gov, you can learn more safe, simple ways that your child or neighbor or yourself can learn more than being a bystander. This message brought to you by the man who was bullied all his... No, I wasn't bullied all my life. The Moxer here at WRCT. Yeah, that's me moving the microphone because, you know, I should throw some WD-40 on it, but I don't. I don't. Hey, if you got a suggestion for a song, we're down to about 16 minutes because of my rambling left in this program. Shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Jennifer did that.